Festivities began on Saturday at the now old Art Center location at 300 East Main Street, where it's lived for decades. Staff, community members, and the Paper Hand Puppet Intervention Performance Group all gathered outside to lead a parade just around the block to the new location. The giant puppets and drums caught many people's attention, beckoning them to look toward the white building at the corner of Roberson Street, with a yellow and silver roof that has the new Art Center logo emblazoned on it. Once there, Executive Director Jenny Schultz-Thomas thanked those in attendance for their support of the longtime nonprofit. While the Art Center is now in a permanent home, one it owns, it holds a long history in the town, which lasted due to ongoing community engagement and investments. Schultz-Thomas said she finds this particular location fitting, since people will be able to see the Art Center's past from this now present space.
The Art Center started right above Armadillo Grill. So if you turn your head, Armadillo is right on the corner of this first brick building. And then it moved across the street to Carmel Mall, right? And then to 300 East Main, where we are now, and to this corner. So the arts have been a part of Carrboro forever, and we hope that we will sustain the creative spirit with your help in making sure that the arts are here forever.
Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles said because of that history tied to downtown, he believes the nonprofit staying in the area is a win for the town. Siles shared a story of recently walking downtown this summer when he passed Roberson Street and the new illuminated Art Center sign caught his eye.
And immediately I saw the impact that this new building is going to have right here at the end of Roberson Street. It's just going to liven this part of Roberson Street up. We're going to finish the 203 project down the street here, and it's going to be this anchoring these two ends of the street, anchoring for the arts and culture in Carrboro. And I'm so glad that the Art Center is going to be staying right here in downtown Carrboro where it belongs. So,
after some group photos and cutting a ribbon, the building threw open its doors for people to begin either wandering around on their own time or taking a guided tour led by staff members of the nonprofit. The nearly 18,000 square foot space is much bigger than the prior Art Center home, which allowed for the nonprofit to configure and customize several areas of the building. The new Art Center still has dedicated rooms for some of the same offerings it had in its prior location, like a painting room, a ceramics room, and a performance space. But it also expands some options and adds several amenities, like a sewing room with a laser cutter machine, a digital art room, a dedicated youth center, and ample gallery space at both entrances. Gary Kreitz, who is the new educational director for the Art Center, helped show off some of those features to touring guests. He said while the new amenities and more space do mean that more classes will be possible, the nonprofit is going to offer its resources to anyone interested in using their creativity.
We'll be offering classes in here, but also this is going to be a space that's available to the public as well. We're going to be offering training in a lot of the makerspace areas. So just because you are not taking a class does not mean that you're blocked out of this area.
Emily Evans, who is on the nonprofit's board of directors, agreed that the goal is for the Art Center to be a space for all community members to spend time. As a member of its community outreach committee, she emphasized the Art Center's commitment to thinking equitably to serve its students and make it a place for the entire town.
We've done a lot of really amazing work to kind of connect with existing groups within Carrboro and figure out where we have common space, like figure out where we can provide them something that they need and we can serve them. It's a work in progress. We have, you know, more work that we need to do, but we're thinking about it and we're trying to make it really intentional.
Similar to the celebration's theme of expansion, creativity, and staying nearby for people to access, Evans said the board is grateful to know the Art Center is remaining in its, quote, true home of downtown Carrboro.
To be able to be here where you can walk to all the restaurants and shops in Carrboro and to have a space that fits for what the Art Center does with enough room to be able to maintain and grow their programs is just amazingly gratifying.
To see photos from the Art Center's ribbon cutting on Saturday, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.